Well, I guess that's the right. That's the power of a good teacher, right? Yeah. No, I'm not that good of a teacher, and I'm my own teacher. So, oh boy, yeah, that's good stuff. But I'm coming in on a Raspberry Pi right now. And like I said, I got rid of the wine, and it's running through my Wi-Fi hotspot on my cell phone. And I really like computers now. all of the troubleshooting I've had to do, I've been going through Claude. It's one of the, you know, it's like ChatGPT only. It's better with handling large code bases, and it does a really good job with AllStar and ASL3.
Oh, they're excellent. Yeah, in fact, that's what I'm using to talk to you. Is I'm going through a Raspberry Pi to AllStar. See, so you're talking. See, I'm actually on the South Bend, my 220 machine. So yeah, it's that controller is working, but my controller then is talking to the Raspberry Pi. So that's what's happened there. And let me tell you what, those Raspberry Pis are amazing little boards. I mean, no, I don't know. I can't think of anybody in their right mind that would want to use a controller like what I've designed versus using a Raspberry Pi. Think about it. I mean, the cost of my controller would cost probably someone $250 to put one together with the circuit board, the cost of the board. Raspberry Pi, you can go out and spend, what, maybe $80? With the power supply thing and all that, and the little box, and it'll do more. I mean, you can have several minutes worth of speech. You've got all this memory. You've got, you know, I/O. You've got everything.